Okay, here we go. It's Ellen here with Columbia County Events for the weekend. Starting with, let me see, tonight through Sunday, the films at Time and Space Limited are the following. They call it Myanmar, Lifting the Curtain, the story of Burma, told with clandestine footage that provides an astonishing and intimate look inside at what has been one of the most isolated countries on the planet. El Sicario, Room 164, a Mexican hitman on the run, explains his life. That's a documentary, I believe. The Miner's Hymns, a documentary depicting the ill-fated mining community in northeast England, told entirely without words. That's at Time and Space Limited. Call 822-8100 for the schedule or go on timeandspace.org. On Friday night, Joseph Arthur is going to be performing at Club Helsinki, described as one of those rare writer-performers where you get the sense, whatever you believe, that something greater is being channeled through his music and voice. It touches something very deep and universal. That's at 9 p.m. at Club Helsinki. Two plays are opening this weekend from Friday through Sunday. March 16th through 18th, the Ghent Playhouse is presenting Pack of Lies by British playwright Hugh Whitemore, based on true events. It runs through April 1st. Reservations at 392-6264. That's at the Ghent Playhouse on Route 66 in Ghent. In Rhinebeck, the Cocoon Actors Theater is opening a production of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, and that runs through April 1st. Also, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. I believe that the Ghent Playhouse is Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2. Reservations for Waiting for Godot are at can be had at 876-6470. The theater is at 6384 Mill Street, Route 9 in Rhinebeck. The interesting thing is that they're using two rotating casts. Douglas Woolley is going to be playing Estragon, Gordon Brown, Vladimir, and Sebastian Gaddis is the boy. But when it comes to the character of Lucky, there are two alternating actors, Jim Granger and Andre San Milan, and Pazzo is played by Norm Magnusson and Mark Chandler Bailey. So that's an interesting switch. I remember when that play opened on Broadway. Do you remember it?
Oh, it was notorious.
Yes. Yeah, it's a very important play.
Yes.
Especially at that time. So those are both opening this weekend. Let me see what else is happening. We're going to be talking about food and about St. Patrick's Day a little later. But on St. Patrick's Day, Saturday, March 17th, Crystal Moni Hall is playing at the Hudson Opera House. And we're going to be hearing some from her a little bit later, I hope. And it sounds like a really interesting concert. It's a release concert for her debut album called River Train. Hall's music combines the sounds of folk, gospel, jazz, and blues. And she was a featured vocalist with the Broadway production of Rent. You can listen yourself at Crystal Moni Hall. That's M-O-N-E-E Hall.com. It's really hard to choose between that concert and what's happening at Club Helsinki when the Chris O'Leary Band will be playing. His O'Leary's musical background, it says here, includes duties as lead singer and frontman for Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and Grammy Award winner Levon Helm in his band, the Barn Burners. We will hear a little bit from Chris O'Leary later on, too. Also Saturday night, Blueberry is going to be at the Spotty Dog. Time Out says about her, ambition and audacity, Blueberry is the illegitimate offspring of Prince and Kate Bush. Her light, slightly eccentric coup sails out in memorable tunes wrapped in vintage soul arrangements at the Spotty Dog, 440 Warren Street here in Hudson. On Sunday is an exhibition opening for My America, America the Way It Used to Be. This is a solo exhibition by former Marvel Comics illustrator Herb Rogoff, and we're going to be hearing from him at a little after 5 o'clock, Richard?
5:15 or so, yeah.
5:15 or so. And that will be at the Upstairs Gallery at American Glory, 342 Warren Street. It's from 1 to 4, and the exhibition is sponsored by the Columbia County Council on the Arts. Also on Sunday is the tango dance at Club Helsinki. You can come from 7 to 8 for a lesson if you feel you need to brush up on your tango. The classes are taught by Ellen Crystal and Maggie Griffin. And then the dance itself is from 8 to 11, 405 Columbia Street in Hudson. That's Club Helsinki. What else is happening? Let me see. Monday, the Johnny Monster Band will be playing in the Monday Showcase at Helsinki, a smoking hot new rock and blues power trio from New Paltz, New York. And that's about all I'll talk about right now, and I want to hear what's happening in Greene County. It's you know, it's St. Paddy's Day in Greene County. Here we go.
Okay. Here is my report from behind the cat somewhere west of the Hudson. Today, from 4 to 7, the Wyndham Community Food Pantry will be distributing funds that were donated for storm relief. To qualify for the funds, you must be a primary homeowner in the Wyndham Ashland Jewett School District. And you can get applications to apply at the food pantry from 4 to 7 p.m. every Thursday. It's located behind Hope Restoration Church on Route 296 in Wyndham. Tonight, there's a meeting. The Village of Coxsackie Planning Board will meet at 7 p.m. They didn't furnish me with a location for that, but I presume it will be in the village offices there. Tomorrow, there is a lot going on. It starts off with a St. Patrick's Day luncheon of corned beef sandwich and availability of Irish soda bread, and that's being held from 10 to 2 in the Wyndham Hensonville United Methodist Church. For reservations, call Linda at 734-3044. Or on the day of the luncheon, you can just call the church at 734-4122. Tomorrow, the Girl Scout Troop number 1743 is sponsoring an American Red Cross blood drive at St. Teresa's Church in Wyndham. And that's on Route 23, 5188 Route 23, from the hours of 1 to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can make an appointment at 514-8746. There's an opening reception tomorrow for an art exhibit at the Ulster Savings Bank at 5494 Main Street in Wyndham. The title of that art exhibit is Rock, Paper, Scissor, and it's by artist Patty Morrow. There will be a reception from 6:15 p.m. to 8 p.m., and refreshments will be there. The exhibit will be on display until April 30th. Beginning Friday, the Hunter Tannersville Schools Drama Club will offer three performances of Beauty and the Beast. The performances will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and 7 p.m. on Saturday and then 2 p.m. on Sunday. Same weekend, the Coxsackie Athens High School Drama Club will present Guys and Dolls, which will be shown 7 p.m. Friday night and 2 p.m. a Saturday matinee. Tickets can be obtained at the door at the school on Sunset Boulevard. The Catskill Elks is offering a complete seafood dinner from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at their lodge on North Jefferson Avenue. Takeouts are available. As I said, it runs from 4:30 to 7:30. And if you want more information or want to order a takeout, the number is 943-2067. On Friday evening, Irish musician Fintan Stanley will be performing at the Shamrock House in Durham at beginning at 7 p.m., and that's located at 2388 Route 145. And DJ Joey Bumps will be performing at Slopes in Tannersville at 6002 Main Street. Now, on Saturday, March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, I want to start out with a very interesting announcement. There will be an Irish Wake for the Wyndham Fine Arts Gallery, which is located at 5380 Main Street in Wyndham. And that will take place from 5 to 11 p.m. Marie Christine Case announces that the demise of the Wyndham Fine Arts and invites you to a joyous celebration of the end. Live music and prizes for the most outlandish and seriously committed funeral attire. Please RSVP about this to the email chrimarie@gmail.com. Then also on Friday evening, or Saturday evening, I should say, St. Patrick's Day, there will be a bingo night hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary of VFW Post 1545 at the VFW Hall on Route 23 in Wyndham. Doors opened at 6 p.m. and refreshments will be available. There will also be, on St. Patrick's Day, a mystery writing workshop with Allison Galen, which will be held at the Village Square Bookstore, which is 7950 Main Street in Hunter, and that will be from 1 to 3 p.m. The workshop is free. And in case you thought we left out parades, Tannersville will have a St. Patrick's Day parade held on Saturday. If you would like to enter a float in that parade, you can call 231-7397 if it's not too late to do so. The parade kicks off from Bottini Fuels at 1 p.m. East Durham Volunteer Fire Company and Ladies Auxiliary will hold their annual corned beef and cabbage dinner at the Shamrock House on Route 145 in East Durham on Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. A free will offering is requested, and the proceeds benefit the East Durham Fire Company. Then, not to be outdone, the Lexington Mission will serve Irish stew on Saturday starting at noon. Now, here's an event that goes on both Saturday and Sunday. The Catskill Mountain Artisans Guild will be at Bel Air Mountain in High Mount, New York, on Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th, with a variety of crafts handmade. Come and browse a great selection from the Catskill region artisans: toys, jewelries, handbags, scarves, gloves, soaps, pottery, folk arts, photography. It sounds like just about every kind of craft there is. Catskill Mountain Artisans Guild, normally their gallery, they operate out of Main Street in Margaretville, and they have more than 50 regional artists that participate in this event, bringing their handcrafted items. So that, again, is at Bel Air Mountain in High Mount, New York. And if you want more information, you can call 845-586-3443. Now, the Medusa Fire Company is also holding a breakfast that morning on Saturday from 7 to 11 at the firehouse on Main Street. The Brick Gallery in Catskill has an opening of a special art exhibit entitled Wall Street to Main Street. From 2 to 5 p.m., you can come and view opening day exhibits, and then later on there will be a party at the Brick Gallery from 5 to 8 p.m. That's located on Main Street in Catskill.
When is that again, Peter?
That's on Saturday, March 17th.
So the Brick Gallery is back in operation?
Certainly sounds like it. They're doing this, of course, in conjunction with the Masters on Main Street program.
I see. Yeah.
Which has added some additional exhibits, I believe, and using this as an opening for the next installment of the Masters on Main Street show.
And that Masters on Main Street show, they're using unused spaces in Catskill, right. So they might just be, the brick might still be dormant and they're just using it, or
it's
the brick might be back.
Kind of a thing, right?
Well, that could well be, yeah. And they're advertising that they are having a tour of all the other exhibits they have along the Main Street there in vacant storefronts.
Yeah, we covered that on the show a few months ago, the last round of them, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, which is a little out of our jurisdiction, but I wanted to include their show this Saturday night because they're having a performance by Peggy and Pete Seeger. And if you have never heard the two of them, father and daughter, sing or play the banjo, you're in for a treat. That's at 291 Tinker Street in Woodstock. The number that the theater is 845-679-4406. At Slopes on Saturday night in Tannersville, DJ Toro performs a special St. Patrick's Day party. And at the Creekside Restaurant in Catskill, which I think has been closed for the winter, I'm not sure about that, but they are opening, it says here, for St. Patrick's Day, serving traditional Irish food all day long and having live entertainment at 9 p.m. That's the Creekside Restaurant, which is, what's the name of that road? I forget. Right off of...
It's West Street. Main Street, isn't it?
I think it is West Main Street. Yeah. Yes, right after you cross the bridge over the creek. That's St. Patrick's Day. On Sunday, we have some other events going on, including another corned beef and cabbage dinner at the Knights of Columbus in Stamford for the Sacred Heart Parish Hall from 1 to 4 p.m. to benefit the scholarship fund for six local school districts. Then the Caro American Legion Ladies Auxiliary will hold a buffet breakfast and a bake sale at the Bavarian Manor, Mountain Avenue in Perling, Sunday, March 18th from 8 a.m. to noon. This fundraiser will help support many programs of the Ladies Auxiliary, such as nursing home veteran support, school scholarship programs, and mailing support packages to soldiers overseas. And Temple Israel in Catskill on Spring Street will be showing a film called Defiance. I didn't have time to look up this film to tell you what it's about, but it's at 1:30 p.m. There will be light refreshments, and admission is free. Everyone is invited. You need not be a member of Temple Israel. Then turning to the next week on Monday, March 19th, we have a monthly meeting in Hunter of the Green County Subcommittee for People with Developmental Disabilities. And that will be at Hunter Elementary School at 10 a.m. The meeting is for individual and families that have questions or are in need of services for someone with a developmental disability, such as mental retardation, autism, cerebral palsy, epilepsy, or neurological impairments. There will be representatives from each agency that provides services in Greene County to answer questions and provide information. If you want to know more about this, you can call 845-331-0541. And the Greenville Central School District Board of Education Budget Workshop will meet at 7 p.m. in the Middle School High School Library Media Center. And also that evening, the Greene County Legislature Government Operations Finance Meetings will meet at 6 p.m. at the County Building on Main Street in Catskill. Finally, on, not quite, on Tuesday, the 20th, there's an election. And not all of you may be aware that that's an election day. I certainly can't tell you all the candidates that are up for election that day, but maybe one of my co-hosts here can talk more about that.
Well, we know that there's Dede Barrett versus Rich Wager.
The big assembly, New York State Assembly seat.
Right.
In Greene County, there's several local elections. Catskill, there's competitive town board, village board seats up. I think in Tannersville, there's some elections too. Do you, what other local elections do we know about? No?
I guess, yeah.
There are some others in Columbia County, but the Register Star reported that you have to vote in a separate place from the assembly vote. I think it's in Chatham. You have to cross the street or go to another
vote twice?
Voting place.
Wow,
yes,
that's
you have
strange.
To. It's certainly strange and difficult, I would think, to get people to do this.
It's the year of the difficult voting law, apparently.
So, get out and vote on Tuesday.
And vote again.
At the other place.
Yeah. Also on Tuesdays, Catholic Charities of Columbia Greene County, the WIC program, will be assisting families. And they meet every third Tuesday of the month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in St. Teresa's Church in Windham. The WIC program is a nutrition education program available to pregnant and postpartum women and their children under the age of 5. Member is eligible for this. They get will receive $70 to $130 worth of food vouchers for the month. Participants need to be income eligible for the program. Please call the Catskill WIC office at 518-943-9082 to see if you qualify. Catskill Central Schools Board of Education Budget Workshop will be meeting March 20th in the evening at 7 p.m. at the high school library. And the Coxsackie Athens Central Schools Regular Board of Education meeting also at 7 p.m. Tuesday evening in the middle school library. There is a defensive driving course being offered at Greenville High School that evening as well from 6 to 9 p.m. If you want more information about it, call Mary Beth Favicio at 966-5070, extension 462. Then turning over to Wednesday, March 21st, there's a Greene County Planning Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. in the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, room 427. The Town of Catskill Committee meeting at 6 p.m. is also in the Town Hall, and the Greene County Legislature regular meeting, number 3, is also there at 6 p.m. There's a crafters meeting from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Athens Cultural Center, and it's open to anyone. It's at the location is 24 Second Street in Athens, and you're welcome to bring any kind of craft you might be working on and have camaraderie with others who are working on crafts as well. It sounds like a very helpful event. And so that's what I have for the week to come, some of the events that are happening this week and west of the Hudson in the county they call Greene.
All right. I have a song from Crystal Mooney Hall. Why don't we play that and come back? And Ellen, you have more St. Patrick's Day events?
I do. But I just wanted to do one fast comment on Peter was talking about all these town meetings. Here in Columbia County, the town of Taconic decided that it would have hold some of its meetings, the board would hold some of its meetings at times other than on a week day night, and they held a Saturday meeting. 40 people came, and the meeting lasted 4 hours.
Wow.
And I'm told that it was, by members of the board, that it was a very productive meeting. So the spirit of open meetings prevails, I think, all over the place.
I think COPAIC has Saturday morning meetings, too. It seems like a
trend.
A way to get some more people there, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you were telling us before that the Hudson Economic Development, Hudson Common Council Economic Development meeting tonight at 6 p.m. has been canceled.
Yes, it has. Also, in the open meeting department, there's a new law that says that town boards and committees have to post their agendas.
In advance?
In advance.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. This is really
huge.
It's really huge. And the Columbia County Board of Supervisors meetings are now filmed and shown on public access channels in Columbia County. Former Mayor Rick Scalera, now a supervisor, stood up at last night's meeting and suggested that there be a public comment period at the Board of Supervisors meetings where members of the public would be able to ask questions or make statements. That has not passed the Board of Supervisors yet, but even the suggestion of it is very exciting, I think.
Was there any discussion?
No discussion.
And let's full disclosure, Ellen is a member of the Board of Supervisors, so are you in favor of that?
I certainly am. It's very frustrating as a member of the public, and I used to go to these meetings, and you never knew what they were voting on, even. I mean, they would offer...
Seemed like it was the movie Brazil, and you just had no idea what was going on.
That's right. That's right. So it's a big move. We'll see if it happens.
Well, that would be that's good news all about. So we'll hear from Crystal Mooney Hall. She's going to be at the Hudson Opera House. Is that
on
right?
On Saturday night.
On Saturday night, and then we'll
at
be back
8 o'clock.
In a second.